my wife and I were happy, and some might call it zappy, when we bought our first house in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
We had such friendly neighbors, even though we were just strangers. But everything was not so great, it seems.
As it seems.
One night we met a tall, lanky man who was quite pale. Descended from the Vikings, he said with pride. My wife took one small glance, and without fail, she suddenly invited him inside. She hasn't been the same since that fateful night, and upon her neck I think I see love bites.
Love bites.
Love bites. Upon her neck, I think I see love bites.
Love bites.
Now she spends her nights in the park. She wakes up when it's near dark. She spends all evening out from dusk till dawn.
Dusk till dawn.
She sleeps all day, makes no noise. I fear she may be lost, boys. And on TV, True Blood is always on.
Always on.
It seems she's taking a job on the night watch on the graveyard shift inside Salem's lot. She has a thirst for something a bit thicker than scotch, and never lets a bleeding wound clot. Once bitten by that man, she's out till the twilight, and I fear she might leave me. Love bites.
Love bites.
Love bites.
Love bites.
I fear she might just leave me. Love bites.
Love bites.
It seems like every night she's out there with him.
Out there with
I don't know how much more I can take.
What can you
she
take?
Says that on that night we let the right one in, but I fear that her heart may be at stake. So now my wife has left me, and now I feel drained empty. Although she always said I was her type.
Be positive.
But that last laugh will be mine, because all during this time, my new girlfriend named Buffy's worth the hype.
Now you'll live.
I just can't forgive the way she left me. And if I run into that man in the dark aisle, give him the silver necklace she gave back to me, and at least that lanky bastard doesn't sparkle. So listen to my story, and it's not out of spite.